Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Firm support seen through livestock futures today as cattle and hog futures sparked additional and strong price support. The focus on cash market activity developing throughout the week continued to be a part of the primary driver of recent buyer interest. Corn prices, though, meanwhile, were lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 34 points lower. NASDAQ up 6 points. And in live cattle, moderate buyer support stepped back into the complex with gains throughout the morning remaining incredibly stable despite the mixed moves in beef values and aggressive renewed support seen across the feeder cattle market. April live cattle futures held gains of 60 to 70 cents per hundredweight, while summer and fall contracts currently holding gains near a dollar per hundredweight. Meanwhile, strong gains continue to hold in feeder cattle trade with buyers focused on the ability to hold triple-digit support in all nearby contracts. March through September contracts held gains of $1 per hundredweight over the most aggressive support developing in the April contracts. Feeder cattle gains continued to lead the entire cattle market higher throughout the morning as traders built on the renewed buyer support seen through the end of last week. And grain futures were mostly lower today, weighed down by bearish market sentiment towards commodities. Corn prices were lower, failing to hold a modest rebound attempt into the start of trading in Europe. May futures slipped below the support line that kept their chart in an uptrend since September. And soybeans were mixed, led by losses in old crop after an attempt to rally in Asia didn't last long Sunday night. May futures closed below the support line Friday from their six-month rally, breaking below the 2017 channel overnight. And wheat prices were lower after the rally efforts quickly fizzled overnight. Futures at all three markets struggled on price charts during a crucial time for both winter wheat crops and seasonal patterns. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.